Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Let's look at Liverpool with former Reds striker John Durnin. Morning, Durns.
Morning, Steve.
Right, same old familiar story at Newcastle this weekend as the Reds go in front but concede. You've got to look at this defence and say, well, what is the issue with it? You know, can you put your finger on what's going wrong? Does he need, in fact, to get a defensive coach in there at Liverpool?
He needs something. Basically, I don't think they're good enough, Paddy, Steve. We've said it. You watch, and I've watched them. I mean, I hate harping on about it. I've watched them. I'm being a striker. I know. I like to think I know what I'm talking about with defenders. Defenders work. You good defenders work. Yeah, and that means you clear the ball and they move out. They have the urgency, so you've got to go out and get back on side. They clear the ball or defend, and they're walking. There's no urgency. Every time they defend, there's no like a clearance, and then it's let's get out. Let's move the striker so he has to get back on side. It's ridiculous defending. They're just walking all the time. There's no urgency. And again, one ball in between the two of them, right down the middle. I don't know what they're thinking of. I mean, Graeme Souness made a point where you admire what's going on in front of you. Well, to be fair, there wasn't much going on in front of them because as much as possession he had, they weren't really playing really well. So I don't think what Souness was on about, they weren't admiring much.
If it is sloppiness, what would a coach help them? Or is the manager just loyal to his own sort of methods, and does he feel eventually things will click?
Well, the manager, he's got to back himself up with the fact that he's picking them. So he's got to have faith in them. And if he has faith in them, he's picking them week in, week out. But realistically, Steve, there's no one there to replace them. You look at who we've got, and we haven't got anyone, basically, who are better than them. So we have to make do with what we've got. And frankly, and I've said it time and time again, and I hate to say it, they're not good enough. They're simply not good enough to play for Liverpool Football Club. So he's got a big task to fix it. He knew he had to fix it, and he hasn't dealt with it, and he's been found out again.
So people talk about the fullbacks being part of the issue because they're pushing so high. But is the bigger problem not the two centre-halves?
Well, Moreno's a bit of he's a liability anyway. I don't think he's good enough. He's not a defender for me. I think he's like a winger. I think he thinks he's a winger as well. His defensive duties are minimal. He's not the best defender in the world. And like I've said, title of job is defender first. And you've got your two centre-halves who basically are not good enough. Like I've said, you watch them, there's no urgency. They're slow. I mean, he must be the slowest centre-forward in the Premier League for Newcastle, and Matt had done well, okay, a bit unlucky, but done well to catch up with him. But it was only because the fact that the striker basically stopped to a walk before he hit it, and he had a bit of luck where Matt had hit it against him and it went in. I mean, okay, that's fortunate, but it should never have been in that position anyway, Steve. They simply aren't good enough.
Well, when you're throwing points away in games like this, could you honestly see Liverpool catching a Man City or a Man United in the Premier League chase?
I said it from the start of the season. You can go back to what I said. We're not good enough to win the league because of the defence we've got. Yeah, in front of them, the six players or whatever attacking are good enough to get in any Premier League side. Our defenders wouldn't even get in the top 12 sides in the Premier League. There's much better defenders in lower teams as such. No disrespect to that category. But there is. I mean, I'd rather have four, five, six defenders in other teams. And forget about Man City, your Tottenham's, Arsenal and Chelsea. I'm talking about the other teams. I would gladly have an our team than the ones we've got.
At the top end of the pitch, Daniel Sturridge got a chance from the start at St James's Park. But how did Roy Evans phrase this? He said he looks like he's got a flat tyre. He just looks like he's zapped of all sort of energy and his sort of skill levels that he had before.
Yeah, I mean, listen to you. You know, I've probably been his harshest critic, but for me, he was so poor. There's no enthusiasm there. It wasn't as if he, you know, people weren't making chances for him. It was just his movement or lack of, and as if you've seen him when he got come off the pitch. He came off the pitch the most miserable man in the world. As if like, what are you taking me off for? I mean, I'd have dragged him off 10 minutes earlier. And for the fact that he's in the England side is absolutely bewildering to me. He can't justify getting picked for England when he's hardly played for Liverpool and he's putting in performances like that. I think when you pick for England, it's on how you perform. And frankly, if he's getting in the England side, on performances like that and what he's done for Liverpool in the last year or so, I think England got bigger problems than Liverpool.
Have you seen the England lineup? Have you seen the pictures today? It doesn't fill you with confidence, Stearns, anyway.
Yeah, I know, but like I said, I mean, to play for your country, you've got to earn the right to play for your country. He isn't even earning the right to play for Liverpool at the moment.
Now, how big is this Manchester United game then? Obviously, there's the international break and Liverpool come back to that one. It feels like it's a crunch fixture.
Yeah, I mean, so early in the season, I don't think it is. I think I've got no doubt Liverpool will rise to the occasion. Another big game, they always do produce. But I'm a bit worried for the simple fact is they're playing a good Man United team who will score goals. So you look at our defence and you look at their strike and what they're capable of. You know, it is a bit worrying, but I've got to go to the flip side of the coin and think what we're capable of as well at Anfield. And if we're on blob, again, we could easily win that game, but it'll probably turn into a boring draw against Stephen. And everyone
it does, doesn't it?
You know, everyone thinks, oh, there's going to be goals. It'll probably be a 0-0 and suck at everyone. But no, I'm looking forward to it. And the fact is, yeah, come on then. We've had a bad result. We're playing at home. We're playing Man United. It don't get any bigger. Come on, lads. You don't need anyone to tell you how big a game this is. It's down to you. And can you put things right again?
You don't want to be 10 points behind them in the league table.
Well, that's the situation that can occur. I mean, like I said, forget the title. I mean, again, it's a battle now. Are we going to get in Champions League? Unless we win it, are we going to get in the Champions League for next year? For me, if you ask me, no.
Steve Hoddersall's kickoff.
This is Radio City Talk.